Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Back to Atlanta Urban Farm with the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is 7 o'clock, and that is right. We are out here at the Metro Atlanta Urban Farm for Odyssey's One Day, One Thing, Earth Day. So we are excited to be out here. Lots of activities going on at the Urban Farm, and there's some classes today. So there's processing loofah sponges, creating a circular garden, creating a soil mix for houseplants, gardening, planting. What did I say? It's all this kind of, you can...
The cart before the horse.
The cart before the horse, you know. But you can start a garden from seeds. There's so much going on. Farm to table cooking demonstrations. So much good stuff happening.
Caring for your house plants.
And caring for, I can't have plants.
No.
No, I killed it. Thumb's not green. Two cactuses. Cacti, is that what you would say? In my lifetime, I'm not proud of it.
Also, the one I'm going to be aiming towards, caring for your chickens. I have a feeling like I'll be doing that at some point in my life.
Do you guys have any farm experience at all? At all? Like any?
Dude, shame to say, absolutely not. I have none. So this is going to break me in today. So
my mom does, because she grew up in Thomasville.
Really?
Yeah. She talks a lot about some of the, you know, how you would get a chicken. I'll just leave it at that for people.
Clean? How you would clean
a
chicken?
You know, just, yeah. And like how they got, you know, you get stung by bees, all these. Yeah. It's just, you know, my mom is country. So,
because when I was a kid, like my grandparents lived next door to us, and they had a farm. They had they had a garden. So every year, I'd help them like start the garden. Like, you know, we called it a tiller, and you'd till up the garden, you'd plant it. But then my best friend growing up as well had a horse farm. So like not like where they farmed horses basically, but basically it was a property, and she gave lessons, and they had horses and a barn and everything.
What do you mean, not where they farm horses?
Well, they didn't breed them there, is what I'm saying.
Oh, I thought you were trying to – okay. All right. Never mind.
I got you. So it was like a ranch.
No, it was basically – it was had a barn and all that, and it just had horses, and she taught lessons and stuff. And we rode. We'd go back to the back pasture and build four – we actually built four-wheeler tracks back there with the Bobcat. We had a lot of fun.
There you go.
Hey, you know.
So this is like my – this is –
you know, that's all right. That's, here. You know, that's, yeah. I'm not.
This guy, Tim, don't let him do this. Tony feels at home here.
Yeah, like you're
just
some
because
sort
me
of...
and you were like, we don't have any background on a farm. He's like, my friend from
actually,
30 years ago, actually, you know, it's not a horse farm, but it's
we
like
drank
dirt.
Milk straight from the udder back in my day. That's why I'm so. I'm more farm than you.
Yo.
Well, I am more farm than both of you.
Anyhow.
You know. Hey, you had a you did have a pet you had a pet pig. Yeah,
this man's trying to be fake Paulding County.
Where do you think I got the pig from?
Your fake farm. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
You know what?
Anyhow.
I'll just go out with some people.
Hey, all right. You know what? Anyway, draft finally is happening this week. The NFL draft and sports radio. 92.9 The Game is your home of the most comprehensive NFL draft coverage anywhere on the radio. Thursday night, you can join Mike Conti, Wes Durham, and Dave Archer for live coverage around 1 from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Friday night, the Wade Ford tailgate crew of John Fricke, Joe Patrick, and Harper LaBelle brings you live coverage of rounds 2 and 3. And on Saturday, Mikey P. and Bo Morgan are live for the final 4 rounds.
Don't miss
it. Plus, we have late night coverage Thursday and Friday, where we take your calls through 2 a.m. That is the 2024 NFL Draft, live all weekend on 92.9 The Game and anywhere in the world on the Odyssey app. So I know how much you two are looking forward to your bromance continuing on Saturday.
I'm just going to tell the people out there, on Saturday, when Squid Bill and I hit the airwaves, don't be calling in with any of the nonsense. All right, I don't want you to tell me how Terry should have traded back from 8 to 75, you know what I mean, and be making up all these things from the mock draft simulator because you've been listening to people tell you that that's what they ought to do. It's not real. It's not real.
You going to wear your gloves to hate tweet people, Bo?
Yeah, I'd be
you
warm.
Bring those
warm
on
in the studio.
On Saturday.
Although I was about to defend you on Twitter.
Oh, you were?
For Mr. Yo, who's my dude, by the way. Him and I tweet a lot.
Dang.
But tell Mr. Yo, I know I saw your tweet, Mr. Yo. I didn't get a chance to respond, but
now I guess I won't.
No, defend my honor. No, I didn't out him, Mr. Yo, because I did double check ahead of time. I was like, yo, I'm gonna you can't bring me this kind of material.
Content, yeah.
And I can't share it. So we are in a safe zone. I did get approval to tell the story. Just so you know. But the cover's not been blown.
I know that person secretly was like, yeah, that's right, Tiff. Talk about me. Talk about me. I got two.
Different area codes.
I'm looking for a third. Who cares? I got to have one in coach, comfort, and first class.
Oh, my DMs gosh. Are open. You know what? Yeah, no, his DMs are always open.
That's right.
All right.
Those DMs will get people in trouble.
Back to the draft. He's having his own draft. Back to the draft. Well, NFL Network and ESPN, they've combined forces for the draft this week. And NFL Network analyst Daniel Jeremiah, he was on NFL Live with Mina Kimes, and they talked about if the Falcons should consider trading back with that 8th overall pick in the draft.
Yeah, and I would even throw Chop Robinson in there, and I would also throw, even though looking and talking about edge guys, Byron Murphy as a defensive tackle. I think when you have that collection of players, I don't think Dallas Turner has so separated himself from those guys that you wouldn't be interested in taking a package that gets you back, you know, 5-6 spots. You're going to come away with one of those players. They're going to be impact, and then you're going to have the extra resources to fill out the rest of your roster, you know, around Kirk Cousins. So I absolutely would field that phone call, and I think they will get a phone call, not only because the Roma Dunze is someone that's pegged at 9 and 10. Also, 9 and 10 are potential tackle teams. So if you want to get up there and get that second tackle, I think the 8th pick is where you got to go.
He is absolutely echoing some of the same sentiment I had last week. I think Dallas Turner makes a lot of sense for this defense. I think he's a perfect fit for this defense. And what I understand that they want to do, not like I've seen the film and know exactly what Raheem Morris and Jimmy Lake want to do with that front seven, but he seems to fit what they want. The problem is, guys, and it's not really a problem, but when you are drafting a guy in the top 10, he needs to be that elite player. If he's going to be the first defensive player taken off the board, and a couple of names that I threw out there, you know, last week, Myles Garrett, Will Anderson, some of the other players that are taken top 5, top 6, 7, 8 in the drafts, they are elite Pro Bowl, all-pro players. I don't know that Dallas Turner is ready to step into that role. And I think he's a very good player. Like I said, very good skill set.
Wait.
He's at 8 for a lot of good reasons. I just don't know when you look at the 8th pick and you're sandwiching the first defensive player that might be taken in the top 14 or 15, there is room to wiggle. I just don't know if it'll be
the
right
situation.
But you
don't know if he's that guy? Is what you just
said? I think that you could probably move him back if you were just ranking players overall. Like if we were in Madden right now, I think that he would probably sit somewhere around 15.
So that and there lies the problem.
Okay.
Is everyone
Tell me
that
about
wants
it.
To do this analysis of these players is thinking with it in a Madden type thought process with numbers and what they're gonna put up. I don't know how anyone knows what Dallas Turner is going to put up in his first year in any defense. But I'll tell you this. Athletically, him and Chop Robinson are very similar. But on paper, what they've produced in their career on film, they are nowhere near the same player. And to say that Chop Robinson would be a – if you're telling me you can't pick Dallas Turner at 8, then how the hell can you pick Chop Robinson at 15? Latu
Who said that?
That's what he just said.
talking.
That's literally what Daniel Jeremiah said.
No, he's not. That's not what he said. You're misquoting him.
He said you can trade back to 15 and still.
He said there's not that much difference in the defensive players going in the first round. And he would throw Byron Murphy and Chop Robinson under that blanket with Jared Verse and Liatu Latu and Dallas Turner, saying that he doesn't think Dallas Turner has separated himself that far from the other five players.
I completely disagree that he hasn't separated himself from a Chop Robinson. And Byron Murphy, they're completely different players. Byron Murphy would look more like – play more of an Aaron Donald-type position in this defense than anything else based on what his size – in fact – it's a lot like what Dane Brugger had to me and Mike Hall Jr. out of Ohio State, although Murphy has been a very much better player in college and less raw talent, I would think. But
I agree with you.
I think it's just I just get tired, and I think it's your point you're saying too, of just saying, yeah, just trade back and accumulate picks. The draft is going to – the first three players off the board are going to be quarterbacks. Whether someone trades up to get them or not, I can't tell you that. But I can tell you the draft starts at 4 this year, because what Arizona decides to do at 4 will tell you how the rest of the draft is going to play out. Because
and they made it known they were willing to trade or to move off the 4th overall pick.
Yeah, but are they? Is they just trying to see what they can get? Because Tiffany, Marvin Harrison Jr. or Malik Nabers would look really freaking good in
with
Arizona.
Kyler Murray.
So would Roma Dunze for that point.
Yeah.
But then what does San Diego do? Because then the draft could – you know that's
I don't know. There's not a team in San Diego.
Excuse me, Los Angeles. The Chargers.
The Chargers.
But what do they do? Because that's a big point. Because they also, like you said earlier, need wide receivers.
Yeah, they
do. But maybe they want to trade back and accumulate picks. See, everybody wants to kind of, for the most part, after 3, the option is to trade back. Want through what to 9?
Yeah.
Why am I forgetting their star? The Chargers star receiver that was.
Well, Quinn Johnson's really the only one
he's
left.
Still there, yes. But who just
Keenan
left?
Keenan Allen.
Thank you.
Both left, yeah.
So, yes, they are in the market for receivers. But then the rest
they
of
want
the –
Brock Bowers. I don't know.
He's the X factor to me, because I think what you're going to see, guys, you're going to see runs on 3 different positions in the top 10, top 15. You're going to see a run on quarterbacks, obviously, to start. Then you're going to see the run on wide receivers that'll start with that, like we talked about, Maserati, Marvin Harrison, Roma Dunze, Malik Nabers. And then with Joe Ault at some point, I don't know when it is, you'll see the run on offensive tackles in offensive linemen. You will see that run somewhere in the top 15. How does Brock Bowers fit in? How does Dallas Turner fit in? How does Liatu Latu fit in? I think is going to be the biggest question. That's what Atlanta really needs to figure out as you kind of barrel towards Thursday night.
Well, some people have Brock Bowers projected to go to the Jets, right?
Yeah,
at 10. I don't know. I don't like predictions.
I will.
What if someone shakes things up? I don't know if he's going to jump and go earlier, but I think someone's going to bite on the athleticism of Brock Bowers and the way he just keeps going, right? I mean, again, we talked about the motor he has and watching him play. Like, he's just an all-around, to me, impact player.
I could see, the Bears at 9. If there's a receiver left there, that's why I think if you want one of those receivers, and one of those receivers is there, and if the Falcons don't want a receiver.
One of those receivers, as in, you're talking about Odunze?
Yeah, Odunze, Nabers, or Harrison, which I think it would be, honestly, I think it would be a doomsday that could still be available at 8. And if the Falcons decide that they want to shop the pick and they're not sold on taking him there, they could absolutely shop it, because I think the Bears could be in line. I know that they have DJ Moore, and I know that they signed Keenan Allen, and I know they have Cole Kmet at tight end, but I could see them taking another receiver and stacking that offense for Caleb Williams.
Biggest question with me will be if the Falcons stay at 8, and Odunze is still on the board, do you pass him by?
That's
the biggest question Thursday night.
You want to go with what Daniel Jeremiah said? I don't think you do, unless you are determined that you're taking the best defensive player available on your board. Because to me, that is the only way you would take Dallas Turner over Roma Dunze or Latu or whoever over Odunze or any of the receivers. I think the receivers are you could probably say they're 1, 2, and 3 or 1, 2, and 5 as the best players overall in the draft. And I know Caleb Williams is 1 to a lot of people, but let's just be realistic.
I just want to be surprised like we were last year. I want some moves like the Texans made last year. I want everyone's jaw to drop. this week because it makes it that much more
fun.
You want
that draft host to go, okay, here we go. We didn't see this one coming.
We didn't see this one coming. Exactly. That's what I want them to say. This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Smart, lasting, clean. When we come back, we'll tell you one NFL pundit did not mince his words. He thinks some people treated some quarterback prospects like lab rats. What? That's next. We'll discuss on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We go in the huddle next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time to huddle up.
Bring it in close! Bring it in close!
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings.
Within the Huddle. Brought to you by the Good Feet Store Premium Art Supports. Learn more at goodfeet.com. On The Morning Shift.
Back here on The Morning Shift and going in the huddles. The Commanders, this according to Pro Football Talk, had entertained multiple players, including the four quarterbacks, earlier in the week. And apparently, Josh Harris and the Commanders were really out of line. Again, according to Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio and Miles Simmons. So they go on to say, I think it is imperative to bring in these guys, the quarterbacks, one at a time. Know everything you can about them. Get them all in with you. And that is where this has kind of gone off the rails for the Commanders. Because I'm hearing, Florio said, that there's a belief that maybe Jaden Daniels is not all that interested now in going to the Commanders. This, of course, stemming from the visit with all the quarterbacks. So Miles Simmons then replied to Florio saying, you can pick up another asset, not picking Daniels and trading down, but is that going to be worth it if you are playing games and you don't get the exact quarterback that you sensibly have fallen in love with throughout this draft process? To me, that would not make much sense, but there are a lot of things about the way the Commanders have gone about, let's call it, the last week, that have not made much sense to me. He proceeded to say twice that the Commanders' process was disrespectful to the prospective quarterbacks, expressing, I am confused by this approach of bringing all these quarterbacks in at the same time.
This just reeks of a story that comes out in 3 months where it says, you know, we were going to draft Jaden. A source from the Commander says we were going to draft Jaden Daniels, but we didn't think he emerged as the alpha in the room when they all visited at the same time. I mean, it reeks of a story like that. Ron Butler, who is Jaden Daniels' agent, has responded, or, you know, it cryptically responded to multiple tweets about this and Mike Florio's words and everything else. And also, guys, you know it. Vegas knows exactly what to expect in a lot of situations like this, where Jaden Daniels was the clear favorite a couple of weeks ago to be drafted second overall over Drake May, being minus 275. They now both sit at minus 115 to go two overall. So there's a lot of whispers behind the scenes about this process. I don't mind it, I think, as much as some seem to. I mean,
Well,
get them all in the same room and whatever else. I mean, at least it's efficient, if nothing else. But it is what it is.
If I was the agent, I'd be frustrated with the Mike Florios and Miles Simmons of the world basically insinuating that I got okey-doked by a team and didn't know all the details about the meeting that I was sending my client to. I would be frustrated with that. If the players and the agents didn't have a problem, or had they had a problem with it, they could have handled it differently. Well, they wouldn't be the first player to not go to take a meeting. I mean, Marvin Harrison didn't do anything.
Is it possible that...
So, I mean...
But
literally,
is it possible that maybe they didn't know? And I don't think that the team, you know, I wouldn't think a team would handle it that way, but maybe people are playing different mind games. You just don't know what people are trying to do or teams are trying to do during the draft, that maybe you're like, let's get them all in.
Well,
and
I would, if I was a player, if I was a team, I would not want to mislead agents of players that I'm either going to draft or could be drafting or might have to deal with in the future, because it's like here in Atlanta with the, and it's a little bit different with the Braves. Braves and Scott Boras don't really do business together. So whenever you see a Scott Boras player, you can pretty much be assured that it's either not going to happen here if they're a free agent, or it's going to be a tough negotiation.
But do you think, as an agent, do you not say anything because you still want them to be taken high in the first round, right? Like, why are you going to make some noise over how they handle the process if you still want maybe your guy to get taken there because you could?
I think that's a good point. But I think it's the same with the team, though. You don't want to irritate a player, because then they can. Because look, quarterbacks this year, the top three guys, four guys. Mike, correct me if you think I'm wrong, but I think they have a little bit of power. Because there are a lot of teams that need quarterbacks. And we've talked about how many teams are willing to get up. And, you know, they could pull an Eli Manning or a John Elway. And this year, I think more than most years. I think this is a year that you could do that. That you have to be very particular with your draft status and the year you want to do something like that in. But if any year is this, maybe that's why Jaden Daniels is putting out what he's put, or what we're rumored to hear.
Well, let me also read this a little bit more R-rated tweet that Mr. Butler also liked on the X. He said, this tweet is not from him, but he did like it.
Butler.
The agent.
Right, okay,
Butler, Ron Butler, the agent of Jaden Daniels. This person responded to this Florio story. Said, how many companies do this? Put them around their peers. Bring players from a team along and see how they interact. Who cares how they interact with players they will never play with? This doesn't make sense to me. That gets a like from Mr. Ron Butler. I'll be honest with y'all. I fully believe that behind the scenes, Florio is probably talking to this guy. He just doesn't want to go on the record. That's how I view it. That's what I'm seeing. I'm thinking that I'm hearing whispers that maybe Jaden Daniels is not enamored. Yeah, it sounds to me like those rumors are coming straight from Ron Butler. So, I don't know. We'll see how it all plays out. But I guarantee you, on draft night, when Jaden Daniels is announced as number two pick to Washington, he's not going to say no thanks.
And that's my point. Like, if you're saying, like, the agent's maybe making a cryptic tweet, or he's liking something, and you are saying here maybe that's where the information Florio's getting is coming from, then yeah, that's the point I was making earlier. You're not going to say something because you want your guy to still get that money and go.
His money is your money. I mean, it's a percentage, not an amount.
You may not be happy with how it was handled, but you can't go vocalize that. And, I mean, and let's just be honest, too. Even if they said they didn't like how it was handled, I think they're still going to pass on them anyway because they come out and say, hey, this is a horrible way to handle this process.
But
no, you're still going to take this guy. You want him to want to be there.
I personally think it makes the agent look bad. And you ever interact with some of these NFL agents, they act like they know everything. They've got everything figured out, which a lot of them are really, really good at their job. But if you sent your client to a meeting that you didn't like, that you come to find out you didn't like, or your client gets there and says, dude, what the heck? You sent me here with three other guys? Like, you told me this was a private meeting. That makes the agent look bad, so of course he's going to be frustrated with the team. But
where are you getting the info that he thought it was a private meeting?
Well,
I didn't hear that.
We're just kind of speculating or wondering if maybe they didn't know.
Let me ask you a question then.
You know,
if you're going to cryptic tweet about how you thought it was disrespectful, or feed info to a guy saying it's disrespectful, then why would you even send your client there?
Well, if you're Jaden Daniels' agent and you think Washington's taking him at two overall, you're not going to say, hey, man, sit this
one
out.
No, but you're saying, he probably didn't know, maybe. Is that what you're getting at?
I'm saying the agent didn't know it was not a
private meeting. Yes, that's exactly what I just said,
That's what I'm saying, because if you thought it was disrespectful, you would say, no, we're not doing it. Look, so you'd be the first agent to play hardball the team in the draft process? No, you would say, hey, we'll have this meeting – We don't want to do a
he wants his
a
own time. He wants to get to know you guys one-on-one if that's where he's going to end up going. So
that's what doesn't make sense to me. Don't send your client to a situation where you know what it is and then try to be cryptic about it or feed info to people to act like you're upset and it was disrespectful. You sent your client to the disrespectful meeting, so you allowed it.
Two of the top teams in the AFC may be jockeying to add the fastest player in the 2024 NFL draft. The betting odds say the Chiefs and Bills are co-favorites to draft Texas wide receiver Xavier Worthy, who set a scouting combine record with his 4.21 second 40-yard dash.
He just barely got me. You know what I mean? He just barely got me. If you add a whole second to his 40, he was still faster than me.
These odds are crazy, though. Is that was he like a plus, what, 1,000? Like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah. You're going to make some money if plus you're able 750? To pick which team. And you know why, Tiff? Because he's probably, when you look at the tape, a solid back end of the second round player. But when you add the 40 at being 4.21 and you understand how fast, how incredibly fast he is, then all of a sudden it jumps up towards, you know, the back end of the first round or the, you know, beginning of the second round. So I'll be honest with y'all. This is a guy that I wish would stay in place because I would love to see this guy in the red and black at 43. I would love to see him do that. I don't think he makes it that far. But can you imagine Kirko throwing to a guy running a 4.21 40 and him hitting a seam up the middle? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Be scary on just, any team, but, but listening to what the betting odds have with it, what Chiefs, Bills, and our co-favorites, to add him to a Chiefs offense,
it's a slam dunk for the Chiefs. That just seems like a perfect spot for him to go in the draft. I think he's just unbelievably talented, and he's a good player. Don't this is not one of those guys that just all of a sudden blows up at the combine. He is a very, very talented football player. He's going to go somewhere pretty early in the draft, and somebody's going to be happy with what he does in their scheme.
But you're going to hope that he is available at 43 because he would be fun to watch. Like
golly. Oh, man. I would love that so much.
This hour brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean. What you got for Mike Dupp?
Well, a legend of the sports and television community we lost this past weekend. Also, Scotty Scheffler. His wife has still not gone into labor, and he might be winning another tournament. We'll do a little weekend wraparound version of Mike Dupp coming up on the other side. In the morning shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up
on the Morning Shift.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Johnson, big time Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan hanging out and overlooking Main Street over here in College Park. We're at the Metro Atlanta Urban Farm. You guys want to check it out. It is Earth Day. If you do want to check it out, go to www.themetroatlantaurbanfarm.org. Tiffany's already talking about getting some of these loofah sponge classes going on right now. Bo's going to create a circular garden because he has a history as far as farm work
goes.
He's
a farmer.
That he's really excited
at
about.
His core.
You know, they were farming horses, but not farming horses.
Yeah,
is what
not
he
what
wanted
you
us
think.
To know. Not what you would think.
Out of the three of us, there's only one of us that's ever planted a garden, and it ain't you two.
Well, that doesn't look just because you planted it doesn't mean it thrived.
Yeah,
okay, I'm sure that everything died.
Ma'am, I'm
positive
make
that everything
some
died.
Great fresh.
And I'm
okra.
Also, you know
wait,
what? Don't
your
discredit
mom,
me.
But did you plant
it? Well, yeah, who do you think planted it? Now, my grandmother maintained a lot of it, my granddad, but I did a lot of that work. Well, so.
Tiff, this is like he's grandstanding so hard to try to act like he's a good old boy from Paulding County.
He is,
and he's
he is.
Not.
I don't
he
have
is
to
so
grandstand.
This man threw the deuces up to Paulding County so fast and moved to Buckhead that your head would spin.
You know, right?
You know what I mean? And now he's trying to act like he's some kind of, you know what I mean?
You know what?
Anyhow.
Jeff, let me give you some shade. I'll stand in front of you
to block
the sun. But Mike, I hope he gets
thank
blinded
you.
Over there.
Well,
because what he doesn't know is I am twice the farmer than he'll ever be.
Well, just listen, Bo wants to be Farmer Fred. He also probably at one point in his life wanted to be Howie Schwab. Howie Schwab passed away this weekend at age 63. For those of y'all that do not remember him, he had an 80-episode run.
Beat the Schwab.
Stump the Schwab.
Loved it.
Not
I watched
beat the
it.
Schwab. Stump the Schwab on ESPN. Longtime ESPN producer. Guys, he had 80 episodes of Stump the Schwab. He went 64-16 against his competition. Just one of the great historians in just about every sports category you can think of. And anybody that remembers that run on Stump the Schwab, for me, it was must-see TV. I had to watch Stump the Schwab, man.
Yeah, I watched it back in the day. I think it was on I want to say ESPN 2 or ESPN News. It was on
the Deuce.
I think it was on like at 6 o'clock, so it was around the time that SportsCenter was on back in the day. I watched it. I saw that. I felt bad. It was sad news.
Yeah,
he was like, they have that guy now that tries to be like the smart producer that works with Mike Greenberg on their show.
Yeah, and there's been a number of Schwabs that have come. I mean, the Bear, honestly, Chris Velika is kind of in that category. Although he focuses a little bit more on gambling than he does some other stuff.
Well, and he got his start because he was like Herb Street's personal producer for so long, and then Herb Street helped catapult his career, really. And I give Herb Street credit. He saw that that Chris Velika was more than just a goofy producer. Now he is a big time guy. He jumped ship to Fox and making a ton of money. But the Schwab was a legend in his own right.
He sure was, man. Obviously, gone too soon. I think it was Dick Vitale that tweeted that he was going through a number of health issues there in his last couple of weeks. But nonetheless, man, a sad loss because it just seems like, guys, I don't know about y'all, but I grew up watching that late 90s ESPN, early 2000s, and it just seems like some of those guys, I mean, Stuart Scott kind of fits in there, that you've lost some of those guys. It just, oh, man, I hate it.
They're doing a 30 for 30 for Stuart Scott. I don't know if you saw
great.
That.
That's awesome,
pretty
man.
Cool. And I'm sure his daughters will be a part of that, his family.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, so let's pivot down to Hilton Head. Scottie Scheffler, if you guys thought that, listen, we talked so much about it last week. Would he have left
if
his wife had called
him? His pregnant wife? Is that how you said it?
Yeah, him and his pregnant
wife.
Yeah, come on.
They are with child. He's leading by 5 strokes. Right now, the tournament is not officially over. There's still a few holes left, and they're going to finish because, obviously the rainstorm that rolled through here headed down to Hilton Head yesterday. They had to suspend play, but he's ahead by 5 strokes. So
15.
The year of Scheffler continues right now, man.
Since he changed back to the, I think he's back with a mallet putter now, which is the style, not the brand. And he is one, I think he's about to win like his 6th tournament maybe, or his 5th tournament.
Yeah.
He's already, if he wins this, I think he's going to have made around $15 million.
Yeah.
And it is April 22nd? Gee. Today's April 22nd? Yeah, April 22nd.
Yeah, Saturday was the
20th. Million.
Yeah, okay. It is Earth Day. Some celebrated a different Earth Day on Saturday. Also,
that's Gordon Robinson, by the way.
Big G. I do also want to talk about Nelly Korda. She has won her 5th straight tournament on the women's PGA. She wins the Chevron Championship at Carlton Woods this past weekend. So, awesome shout out to her. She continues to do good things. Both these golfers on both tours, incredible. Now to a topic that I think Bo will love, and it's big deal because of who owns the car. Tyler Reddick in his Jordan car.
Oh, we're doing the NASCAR.
It's about the guy who owns the car, Tiff, not the actual Tyler Reddick. Tyler Reddick wins at Dega baby. Yesterday, Michael Jordan, for the first time in his ownership of this team, was actually at the event when one of his cars won. So they own him and Denny Hamlin own the 45 and the 23.
I do know this.
For 23-11, Michael Jordan actually there for this, and it was a really, really cool scene. He actually gets a chance to hold Tyler Reddick's 4-year-old son there in victory lane. Tyler Reddick is all of about what I would think is 5'3", so watching him stand next to Michael Jordan, quite the scene. But we talked a lot about Talladega and the build-up over there. The weather ended up being great yesterday. Tyler Reddick avoids a couple of mishaps by a couple of the drivers there on the last lap and gets to victory lane.
So I'm frustrated about this for other reasons. I actually like Tyler Reddick. I don't care anything about Denny Hamlin winning anything, but I obviously a Michael Jordan guy. And I'm a big fan of Tyler Reddick himself. Now, I'm frustrated because I'm in a fantasy league with a bunch of trash talkers, including you, and I had Michael McDowell.
I did too.
But here's the problem. I had Kozlowski as well.
Same.
But I took Tyler Reddick out of my lineup for Michael freaking McDowell, and he throws a block and gets wrecked on the last lap, and then Tyler Reddick wins it. And that's what frustrates me. And not to mention, NASCAR screwed up the scoring. So I was originally –
I'm the one that got screwed on that,
I was originally 7th in the week, and then I go down to 13th. And I got some folks talking trash to me now. Calling me
Tiff,
names.
There's
grinds my gears more than NASCAR trash talking people.
There's 14.
Is that authentic? Sorry.
There is 14 guys in this league. Guess what position Bo's in?
14.
14.
I got called the Corey LaJoy of the league.
It ain't even close. It ain't even close. He's not even close to 13th. All right, we got to get to this last story. If you guys missed it over the weekend, one of the talks of the socials was our guy Nikola Jokic showing up in this Gru outfit over the weekend. Well, it turns out, due to this trailer, that he might actually be a part of Despicable Me 4.
This was great. When I saw him walking in, because they first didn't tell you what this was about. You just saw him show up. And he stayed in his typical, you know, I should say character, but he walked in like he probably always does looking, except he had the Despicable Me outfit on. And so you're looking at it, and of course all the comments underneath everything are talking about, wow, he looks just like, you know, the guy from this movie.
Well,
and
here's
then the next day.
Here's the trailer from Katie Wing, the reporter and host for the Denver Nuggets.
Thought I look really good that day. I put on this beautiful suit that said, I mean business.
Like the one you're wearing?
Yes.
Then what happened?
They say I look like Gru.
Why does that bother you?
It doesn't.
Then why bring it up?
Because they won't leave me alone.
They?
And then he opens the window from his therapist's office, and you got all the minions hanging out outside the window.
It was good, but it dropped after, so you didn't know. It was like the next day, I think.
It
so
was.
Well played,
it
you
was.
Know. And it's good to see him. You know, we all know he wants to be back home and Serbia riding his horses because he talks about that all the time. But I thought it was great to see him like be. You know, not saying he's not marketable, but do something like this.
Have you ever seen him in the footage of him?
He's
in
my
that, in that carriage race that he takes part in his. And
I haven't ever seen it. No,
dude, it's just really funny.
That better be a big horse pulling that carriage.
I think there were two of them.
Okay, I was gonna say, man, he's a big dude. But anyways, man, that's some of the fun stuff from around the sporting world this weekend. Jokic's crew outfit, absolutely incredible. I thought it was really, 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 really awesome.
But
so
you left off. Jet Lawrence won the Supercross event in Nashville.
Oh, is that what it did?
That's,
okay, was it a close finish? Or?
What a shame.
No, it wasn't. He beat my guy, Eli Tomac, by about 7 seconds. They'll get spread out in Supercross.
Tiff, he brought up the NASCAR Fantasy. I won and had to do the chug yesterday, and still to this point, Bo has not congratulated me on a victory yesterday. I think there's some salt in the wounds with him, man. I don't know what the deal
there's
is.
There's only one person I'm salty with today in that Fantasy League, and it ain't you.
Well, somebody was calling you last place
Bo
or
maybe,
something.
Maybe you guys can hash it
Bing
out.
He called me the Corey LaJoy of our Fantasy group, and then he said, man, he's got a radio show and can't produce on Sundays, and I'm going to come at him. I know he may be 6'9".
Maybe you
whatever.
Could do it. Maybe you could do it in the wake-up call. Maybe you can do it in the wake-up call.
I'm not wasting my breath on
no.
it anymore.
The wake-up call is next here on the morning shift. You can call us at 404-726-0929. Sound off on whatever you would like. Maybe, I don't know, I feel like it's always Bo. You know what? No one from Squid Nation calling. How about that? No, you're not happy with that.
No, everybody from Squid Nation calls in. The nation represents.
Yeah,
well, Ryan, for good calls, and they should call in and support us. Or me. Not you, but me.
We'll be right back here on the morning shift on Sports Radio, 98.9 The Game.
We are the nation!
Hey! You looking kind of cute. Hey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here!
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.